Harlequin Special Release and Harper Audio present A Kiss on Crimson Ranch by Michelle Major, performed by Carly Robbins. For Jackson, I love you for your heart, your smile, and everything you are. I'm so proud to be your mom. Chapter 1. Sarah Wells gripped the steering wheel of her ancient Toyota and tilted her chin. "Punch me," she said, and squeezed her eyes shut. "Right in the face. Go on. Before I lose my nerve." She heard movement next to her and braced herself, flinching when a soft hand stroked her cheek. "I'd never hit you, Sarah, even if I wanted to, which I don't." Sarah opened her eyes to gaze into the kind, guileless face of her best friend in the world. April Summers, her only friend. The friend whose entire life savings Sarah had recently lost. She swatted April's arm. "You should. I deserve it." A bead of sweat slid between her shoulder blades and she rolled down the window a crack. Her lungs stung as she inhaled the crisp alpine air. "How does anyone breathe around here?" she muttered. "I miss the LA smog." "Go see the attorney. Stop avoiding reality." "Reality Bites," she paused, then lifted a finger. 1994, starring Ethan Hawke, Winona Ryder, and a very green Ben Stiller. Who would have thought that of the three, Ben Stiller would end up the biggest star? Come on, little fuckers. "Are you kidding me?" "You're doing it again." Ignoring the soft admonishment, Sarah leaned forward to gaze out the car's front window at the row of brightly colored Victorian stores lining Main Street. Look at that. Warner Brothers couldn't have created a better Western set. "This is the West." "Right. Crimson, Colorado. Population 3,500, if the sign coming over the pass into town was accurate. Altitude, 8,900 feet. Sarah blamed the lack of air for her inability to catch her breath. April rummaged in the sack at her feet. "Aren't you curious?" she offered Sarah an apple. Sarah held up a half-eaten Snickers in response. "I gave up curious a long time ago." She stuffed the candy bar into her mouth. "Along with cigarettes, savage tans, men and chocolate." She swallowed. "Okay, scratch chocolate." That resolution had fallen by the interstate about 4 hours into the 13-hour drive from Los Angeles. While Crimson was only 30 minutes down the road from the ritzy ski town of Aspen, it held as much appeal to Sarah as a blistered big toe. Sure, it was beautiful if you were one of those back-to-nature types who appreciated towering pines, glittering blue skies, and breathtaking views. Sarah was a city girl. A blanket of smog comforted her. Horns blaring on the I-5 made her smile. In her world, ski boots were a fashion statement, not a cold weather necessity. She was out of her element. Big time. "Go on," April leaned over and opened the driver's side door. "The sooner you talk to the attorney, the quicker we'll be back on the road to La La Land." Sarah's need to put Rocky Mountain Mayberry in her rearview mirror propelled her out of the car. She couldn't do that until she met with Jason Crenshaw, attorney at law, whose cryptic phone call 2 days earlier had started this unplanned road trip. If nothing else, she hoped the money Crenshaw had for her would buy gas on the way back, and groceries. Sarah could live on ramen noodles and snack cakes for weeks, but April was on a strict, organic, vegan diet. Sarah didn't understand eating food that looked like cat puke and tasted like sawdust, but she had no right to question April's choices. If it weren't for Sarah, April would have plenty of money to spend on whatever she wanted, and rabbit food cost plenty of money. She pulled her well-worn jeans jacket tight and squinted through a mini dust tornado as a gust of wind whipped along the town's main drag. Mid-May in Southern California and the temperature hovered at a balmy 70 degrees, but Crimson still had...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?